For the past 4 years, the Department of Natural Resources has tried everything from sharpshooters and bounties to extra hunting seasons to try to reduce the deer herd in the Mount Horeb area, where more than 600 deer have tested positive for CWD. Those efforts have alienated both hunters and landowners in the area. This year, the DNR's Alan Crossley says the state has tried to simplify the process. In the eradication zone, hunters will be allowed to shoot either a buck or a doe. That rule will affect both an early October hunting season and the traditional 9-day gun deer season in November.
There's nothing simpler than either sex. Whatever deer comes by, you can shoot it. We're basically trying to prevail on hunters to utilize that to try to not only increase pressure on bucks, but continue pressure on antlerless deer. And we'll see if it's going to work.
But many hunters don't think it will work. They're concerned too many bucks will be killed in the October season. Phil Murky, who owns hunting land in the eradication zone, says the October season should be only for does.
Don't let them shoot bucks. That alone means everybody will go to the Thanksgiving hunt with this anticipation, the old traditional anticipation, that luck is in my pocket and I'm going to get the big one, not that it was shot a month ago, because the rumors are all over about the big bucks are all shot.
Other hunters are urging the department to reinstate a modified earn a buck rule, allowing hunters to shoot one buck first, but then requiring them to shoot a doe for each additional buck they harvest. State legislators say they're open to making changes in the rule and will make a decision by the end of next week. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.